hello, and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one.
Yes.
TNT, the I-N-O-M-I-D-H-T.
Wow. Hi, dude.
What's going on, Joni?
Give me some. High fives, dude. Don't touch me.
We did so much today.
Oh, God.
Have we discussed that?
No, we have not. No? We can't today. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining us on the Crazy Town Podcast, whether you're watching live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia live.
That's right.
Or you're watching this replay on our YouTube channel under Crazy Town Media. Or you're just listening to the audio-only version like some heathens from 1936.
There's so many options.
Yeah. Spotify, iTunes, and basically anywhere you can find podcasts. TNT, what are we going to tell them about? How we had to touch?
Me and Jonas did some just...
Dude, so many high fives in such a short amount of time. Yeah. There's more high fives than the entire time I've known you in my life.
Have we talked about it at all?
No, we don't know. The audience does not know. We're trying to better ourselves.
Me and Jonas are getting married.
That's what I mean. We're going to have two straight men married for the benefit.
We're going to stop living in sin. No, me and Jonas started doing improv classes.
Oh, because we're so cool.
Dude, it's fine.
I like it.
Honestly, it's supposed to be helpful for our cohesion.
I mean, we've been doing this long enough, dude.
Cohesiveness.
We got some cohesion.
I know, but nothing can make it. There's always things that can make it better.
Oh, absolutely, dude. We're trash, so we can at least get moved up to...
Definitely trash.
Waste, I guess, would be... not. We're not garbage. We're trash.
Yeah.
Up a little bit higher would be waste.
Waist deep?
Excrement.
You're trying to...
Waste. Okay. W-A-S-T.
Oh.
Not W-A-I-S-T.
I was thinking of, like, waist deep in trash.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
I'd like to get down to, like, my thighs.
Okay, yeah. All right. The only way you want to think about it, we're garbage-ish. We're like Shirley Manson.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Yeah, right? So it's, what were you, 3 weeks in?
Yeah, man, it's been a journey.
Oh, it sure has.
There are some people there, and we act like 7-year-olds.
It's great, dude. I love acting like kids. It's fun, dude. I have a great time.
Yeah, improv is very cringe in a vacuum. Once we get there, it's not so cringe because everybody's being cringe. But like when I'm at home thinking about going, I just have like this. I don't want to do cringe stuff,
dude. I like it.
I don't want to see cringe stuff, but it's fine when it's fun. You're there.
You have a good time.
I do.
You seem like you have a good time.
I mean,
or your improv and your improv class.
The thing about me is that, if I want to do something, I want to give it 100%, and if I don't want to do something in the least, then I don't.
Right. Absolutely. Well, once you commit, you give 100%.
Yeah.
I will say that about you. You may not want to do it, but when you're there, you're fully committed.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, but it's good. We had to touch it. We had to do an exercise. We had to, like, hand slap like this. If you're watching the video, we had to high five doubly.
I've known
him a very long time. And in that 3 minutes of game, I touched him more than I've ever touched him ever in my life.
It was a pretty good bro moment.
We broed out so hard.
I feel closer to you now.
No.
All right. Well,
yeah, I guess so. Oh, sadness.
You try.
Yeah, you try. We try to get closer.
All right, Jonas, let's get into it.
What do you got? Oh, yeah. Remember.
No, Jonas.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, go.
I'm not even paying attention. There's no cheating. You just lost a bunch of times, and now you're shook. You're shaking right now.
Out of 22 episodes, who won more?
Hold your fist up. Look at the nerves. All right, you ready? Let's go.
1, 2, 3.
What does that count as? That's clearly a paper. Look at that. I haven't moved.
Dude, paper is like this. You have a scissor and a paper in the same one.
What happened is my hand slipped off of mine, and I was throwing. Oh, we can go again.
Fine, you go first.
All right, I got the papers.
All right, whatever, dude. Watch that video. You put in the comments what you think he did. I think he did two at once.
Little nanu.
Yeah, dude. Uh-huh. Yep.
All right, Jonas, let's start out with something. You know what, man? I was just talking to you earlier.
Yeah.
We were going to do Hong Kong.
Yeah, dude. Hong Kong, bad things.
But after reading through it, I couldn't fit it into a short segment.
Okay, here's what we should do. Once shit hits the fan over there, then we'll talk about it. Because you know something bad's happening.
I think it's pretty much hitting the fan now.
I mean, like, when
Like, oh, you think there's a next level?
Like Tiananmen 2, dude, is probably...
Whoa, man. I don't know about all that.
I don't want that, but it's...
I mean, I saw the video of the police officers assaulting that man as well, but I don't know if it's going to get to that point.
They can't fit tanks in the airport, so at least there's that.
Like, what's America's protocol on stuff like that?
Cause protocol?
Yeah, because we look the other way when the Iranians do it. But
About other countries? There's been, like, I think all the ally forces... have been like, China, you can't just kill your citizens.
I mean, hasn't Kim Jong-il been doing that?
Not in public, like...
Oh, my God. Make sure you close the door.
Yeah, dude. You take them into a facility, and they just happen to never come out. It's like they're sleeping in there, dude.
It's like knowing about your teenage son masturbating. Like, look, I know what you're doing. Just don't let me know you're doing it.
Nobody takes a shower for that long. How many times a day do you got to take a shit? I mean, come on.
All right. Well, we make jokes, but I really do hope the people in Hong Kong, they get what they're fighting for. It was something to do with... What did I say?
Extradition.
Extradition.
Yeah, it's the whole China Taiwan Beijing. They don't know.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Please look it up yourself, and if you feel like getting involved, you do.
Yeah,
that.
We're more about truth than facts here, but that's too much truth and too much fact for us to even get into in a short segment.
Too much. So instead, we're gonna do alien stock.
Dun dun dun! Is that what they're doing at Area 51?
You heard. Since the induction of the Storm Area 51, they can't stop us all, Jonas.
Oh, they sure the fuck can.
2 million plus people have signed up to go.
Are you still going?
Jonas, is there any questions for the channel?
I mean, you haven't shown me your ticket yet. Dude, if you live stream from that, we'll get some...
That's what I'm saying.
Actually, there's a fan who lives in Los Angeles that I know, and he was like... If I end up going to this ish, I'm gonna send you some footage, exclusive firsthand footage.
That's what I want.
I know, right? He only lives like 4 hours from there. He legitimately could go.
He should go.
He should. And he should send us footage.
Him interviewing people?
Yeah, dude.
We put it up on our channel.
I will for sure. All right. That'd be great. Give him props.
It's an idea. Either way, 2 million plus people signed up for the Storm Area 51. And since then, the Facebook post decided to turn it into a festival, a music festival, 3-day music festival. Call it Alien Stock.
Because they canceled Woodstock 50.
That's true. That's true.
So we'll just have Alien Stock instead of Woodstock 50.
I don't know what happened there, man.
Oh, I do.
Because Woodstock's been around forever.
Well, yeah. Well, here's what happened, dude. Yep. Here, go ahead, Fish. I'll get into Woodstock in a second.
Hipsters don't
care. Oh, dude, the people ruin everything. Go ahead, finish Alien Stock. We'll get into Woodstock in a second.
Anyway, it's going to be a music fest. But the thing is that they've had under a month to prepare, to actually prepare for this.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the fucking desert.
It's in the middle of the desert. And there's apparently some of the bands that have actually signed up so far. So, your music taste, if you like Wiley Savage, I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey.
You ever heard of Wiley Savage? Nope. Never heard of them either, but apparently they have a nice rendition of an Amy Winehouse song.
Oh, okay.
Limp Bizkit, they memed that they might go. Probably not going, though. But there's a chance.
Is ICP going to try to attack
Jonas,
on stage?
No. Dropkick Fred Durst.
Yeah, they're going to dropkick an alien. Anyways.
Lil Nas X said he may make a show.
May. I like all this, we might be there.
And maybe one of the Jonas Brothers.
Just one.
Just one of the Jonas. That's all you need, really.
It'll just be Jonas. It'll be me.
Me and you.
I'm coming, dude. Just me, Jonas, standing there singing Jonas Brothers covers.
We could be the Jonas Brothers, Jonas.
Yeah, dude. You could do the acapella.
You'd be like, Jonas Jonas, and I'd be Dynamite Jonas.
Dyna Jonas.
It's like I'm Luigi.
Yeah. Right.
All right, but... The thing is that it's in the middle of the desert.
Yes.
And the small town that has, like, the little alien, it's more like an outpost than it is an actual town. There's only, like, 54 people that actually permanently reside
in this
area.
It's like, hey, in case you're about to die, we have, like, some supply.
So they issued a warning to people who are coming down if they so decide to. They say there is no gas and no store. The inn is booked for the weekend. If you plan on attending the event, you must be experienced in camping, hiking, and survival in harsh desert environment, and have a vehicle in good shape. You must be prepared to be completely on your own for food, water, gas, etc. We expect the call service and the internet and Rachel to be offline. Credit card processing will not work, so bring enough cash. If you camp on public land, pick up all your trash. Expect daytime highs of 80s and nighttime lows of 40s. It is not uncommon to go below freezing at night in late September.
Yeah. So it's like you deal with the summer during the day and the winter at night.
So come on down and enjoy yourself in the middle of nowhere.
Dude, it's going to turn into death. Like, it ain't going to be the military killing nobody. Dude, it's like Apocalypse Now, dude. Just like people fucking ravaging each other.
I just don't see any of you. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's some. Arby's said that they would have a food truck out there as well.
Arby's will have one, like 8 pounds of roast beef out there. Right?
So they're going to have an Arby's truck and like 120 people who regret their decisions.
Dude, what Rachel should do is they should bus in trucks full of bottled water.
Yeah.
And like honey buns and shit like that.
Honey buns?
Like just like non-perishable bullshit food, and literally the general store should just be slanging.
Wow, Jonas, listen at you. I was thinking about helping the idiots, and you're like,
No.
Get them for their loot.
If they ain't got no money, they got a credit card only. Bloges, dude.
Well,
Bloges for bottles. That's a program I'm starting.
Fortunately enough, the concert is actually free to attend. The person who made the Facebook post and decided to take it to the next level. Alien stock. He is not looking to make any money from this, but if it is a successful event, then there's a good chance that he may do it in the future.
Dude. He just doesn't want to be liable when people die.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he doesn't want to make money.
Look, man.
Rachel can make money, though.
He's probably already got something that he could be held culpable for just in making the post and getting people. Like, the dude who went to Walmart with a gun and he was just like, he got terroristic threats. This could be, like, terroristic threats.
True.
Very close.
Yeah, dude. Why don't we?
I'm not going. I was kidding.
Dude, why don't we get like a semi truck full of water bottles?
Jonas.
And go down there and sell them bitches, dude.
I'm not doing
that. $6 a piece for one bottle.
I'm not doing that.
You're all about capitalism.
I'm not doing that.
All right, dude, whatever. You're missing out on a golden opportunity.
I'm joking.
I do not want to take advantage of those people.
But either way, I can't wait to go to Alien Stock.
Yeah, dude.
The local motels in Rachel are booked, but Vegas is only 2 or 3 hours away, Jonas. Right. That's the thing, is that Vegas is close. We could go to Vegas and just, like, I'm sure there'll be a shuttle going out there, dude.
Right? I'm sure there
will be. Some shuttle company is going to be
rent
like,
a damn car, dude. Drive it out there. Oof. Enterprise gives you insurance. If it breaks down, they'll come pick you up. Yo, that's their motto.
Yo, fam, a Vegas rental car, though? Whew.
No, you run it in Henderson.
That's an idea.
Yeah, dude, you don't rent it in Vegas. I mean, come on. We know people in Vegas. We got somewhere to stay.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we know a few.
All right, Jones, get into your GD story.
Oh, anyway, Woodstock 50. They had backers, and what happened is about a month before it was about to happen, Jay-Z was supposed to play. He pulled out. The backers pulled out.
Yeah, I heard
then
about
the
that.
Guy where the area where they were going to have it, they were like, we don't want to have it here. So then it got moved to a different location, and then eventually they were just like.
But that I all know about. I was talking about more like the prestige that Woodstock held.
Oh, I think you said, why didn't it happen?
Yeah, why didn't it happen, man? It used to be such a prestigious event. Like,
because
bands would be jockeying for a chance to get
here's
there.
What really happened. Woodstock 99 was a goddamn clusterfuck, and shit is way more fucked up now than it was 20 years ago. It would have been a goddamn nightmare of people trying to sell drugs, people getting sexually assaulted, it would not have been what Woodstock stood for, man.
Good job, America.
The original Woodstock was all about,
why
like,
we can't have nice
happiness.
Things.
Dude, it was like some dude's fucking farm, and there's like tens of thousands of people just hanging out and having fun. There was probably very few fights, very few, and dude, it would have been a fucking goddamn death zone.
I mean, even still.
Yeah, dude, whatever. Anyway, speaking of murder, you know, drug cartels, they do fucked up shit.
Constantly, Jonas. Like, that's what they're known for. Is this about Lollipop?
I don't think so.
Never
but
mind.
Sure. You know, drug cartels are known for being completely fucking ruthless, killing people, killing families, anything.
Yeah.
So recently in Mexico, there was 19 bodies found. I think it was like all in one day.
Mm-hmm.
It was Uruapan, Mexico. U-R-U-A-P-A-N.
Chef kiss on the pronunciation.
I don't even know how to pronounce that in Spanish.
Chef's kiss on that pronunciation.
Yeah. Jalisco New Generation Cartel, the JNGC. They hung 9 bodies from a bridge, laid 7 bodies under a pedestrian overpass, and then had 3 dismembered bodies on the street. There was a banner hung by some of the bodies that essentially said, "You help our rivals, this is what happens to you."
I mean, they're sending a nice little pamphlet to everybody.
Yeah,
out
right.
There, huh?
It's like, hey, you don't want to be with us? Then welcome to Mexico. It's fucked up, dude. Yeah. But here's what's kind of fucked up about it is they believe that all of this new violence is being sparked from something that's not quite a drug.
Is it human trafficking 400?
No. You like right. Guacamole, dude?
Get the fuck out. No, Joe, it's not about you avocados, like, is it?
They think that the cartels are now involved in the avocado trade, and some of these deaths are due to avocados. Reason being, 40% of the avocados in the world come from Mexico, and this year, a case of avocados is more than double what it cost last year because in California, I think they're the second biggest producer. They've had way higher than normal temperatures, and their avocado crop is very low compared to normal.
Oh, global warming!
It's causing people to die over avocados. The green gold of the South.
I mean, okay. I guess no matter what it is, if it has value, somebody can steal enough of it to make me want to shoot a motherfucker.
Yeah, but in the cartel, I mean, they just want to be like, we want your farm. They're like, no. And they're like, it's our farm now.
Are you sure they just weren't late with his couch?
You never know, dude.
Shot a man for less.
You have not shot any man for anything.
That's crazy, Jones, man. Why do you always find the murder stories with a bunch of people's lives that should be taken with reverence, but we always try to act
levity? I got to bring a downer to the podcast. I've always brought the fucked up shit, man.
Are you packing Molly or some shit?
No. That's not a downer, friend.
Don't worry about it. It was a funny joke.
It was. On the inside, I was goddamn dying.
Damn, Jonas.
Yeah,
man.
Dude. That's... So the cartel's in the avocado biz. Stop eating avocados, motherfuckers.
So, like, I guess the guys must have been infiltrating their farm.
I don't know. Or... They just, like, bought one from a rival farm. They shot him in the street. Ooh. Oh, but yeah, the people they killed, they were shot first. Then they did that shit to him. So they didn't kill him by hanging him off the bridge. They shot him, transported them to the bridge, and then hung them from the bridge.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
It's like that story you told the other podcast where the guy like shot people on the freeway and took the drugs and
The Houston.
Yo, I'm not built for that.
Yeah, dude. That's why I
just hearing about it gives me the goosebumps.
I'm like, is this involved playing volleyball or doing improv? Because I'm down for that. Recording some YouTube videos, like, we good? Is that what we're gonna do now? Oh, we're gonna murder? No.
Jones, did you hear about pumpkin spice spam?
Pumpkin spice spam.
I'm not even kidding.
Like spam? Like ham can?
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Pumpkin spice spam. You've had spam before.
If there's one way to make something gross worse, add pumpkin spice to it.
You've had spam before.
I have had it before.
And it's all right. I'm definitely trying to affect your answer.
If you take spam and you slice it really thin, and you fry up both sides till it's like crispy, it's maybe a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Raw, dude, with that juice on it. Oh, dude.
Smitting it out of the can.
Dude. Have you had it?
I have had spam one time in my life. I did not care for it. But it was not as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just like salty, porkish, mushy.
Dude. The gel that's on it in the can is the worst part.
Yeah.
It's like a off yellow, like, it's like a clearish yellow, gelatinous.
Just fat globules. Either way, that was not the point. I just wanted to ask you if you knew about pumpkin spice.
Oh, no, dude, I didn't.
Walmart exclusive.
Ooh.
Be coming out this autumn, so get on down.
I'm going to get you one for Christmas.
Walmart, I guess.
That's what your Christmas present's going to be.
You know you try it too, you mother fudger.
You can say fucker on the podcast.
I know, but I got into
the... I would not. Dude, I hate pumpkin.
You try it.
I would be a jab, probably. Just to be like, you know how terrible this is?
It is.
God damn, it's bad. It's like when you eat something, you go, oh my God, this is like, tastes like shit. Here, you try it. You're like, what? No.
Yeah, dude. Eating weird shit is the equivalent to smelling each other's farts.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, I don't want to smell your fart, but I kind of want to judge grade it, you know?
I don't think I've ever been there.
Well, you always giggle when you smell mine.
Sure.
All right, dude. We'll
ride that train, I guess.
Let's get some stories, all right? I'm sorry about that.
Wow, dude. Farts and spam.
Well, it wouldn't be a podcast if it weren't for...
Florida.
Deltona, Florida.
Oh, shit. Florida man's here.
Man had a party at his home, and one of his firearms came up missing.
Dude, I love parties where guns go missing.
Yeah, a little crazy. Oh, yeah. One thing is that this was an orgy. A weekend... sex-filled orgy.
Dude, a kink party?
It was a kink party.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Apparently, the guests were encouraged to wear masks.
Guns in their pussies?
No. Jesus Christ. No. This is why you have to wear the mask.
Dude,
I'm just saying it is. Oh, yeah. This is why you have to. I don't have to.
Okay. Because right. Anyway, sorry, no firearms in the vagina.
Anyway, so they were encouraged to wear masks and use fake names.
Oh, like Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, to conceal their anonymity.
Right.
Either way, the man, after the party was over, realized that his Glock 9mm pistol came up missing. So he goes to the police, and he says, can you help me, officer?
I mean, they should be able to help. Orgies aren't illegal.
Except all the guests wore masks and used fake names.
Oh, Jesus. I thought you were going to say something else.
So this man, I don't know if he was just like walking up to the cop just to tell him that he fucks a lot, because he kind of had to know there was no way they could do anything.
Yeah, like if like everybody there is John,
yeah,
and they all had a mask on.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows who was invited, though, or he's all randos.
No. He just made a Facebook post and just invited people.
Oh.
They were just exchanging STDs, Jonas. All right, it happens.
Wow,
man.
Dude, okay.
He said that he knew maybe like five of the people that showed up, but other than that, it was all just like randos with fake names, and he couldn't release.
Would you go to one of those? Would you go to something like that?
Jonas, what the hell, man?
Would you show up?
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
I was going to say, I'd go for sure.
I would not go, Joe. No, Joe, that makes me look like a deviant. No, I would not go, and you don't either, kid. Save it for marriage.
Whew.
This is why you wear the mask.
Dude, that'd be a great party.
I would go to watch.
Yeah, you can be the guy, you can be the voyeur of the group.
All right, I'll take a hand.
God damn it. Sure, I guess.
I guess.
You're giving out blowjobs. I guess I'll sit here and get one. Be a good party, dude.
I would totally go. All right, anyway, Jonas, that's pretty much my story. Poor guy's never going to see that 9mm Glock again, but everybody knows he's fucking.
Randos. God damn.
I don't know.
All right, man.
Good promotion.
Yeah, right? King's Cross Station. It is a famous railway station in London.
Take your word for it.
It's the station where they have the Harry Potter 9 3/4. I don't know. I'm not a Harry Potter guy.
Oh yeah. Oh.
They have a fake one there that you can get. I was there. I was at King's Cross Station.
Yo.
I went to London. I took a train to Scotland from there. But they have like people there. They have a fake little ramp, and
That's so sweet.
Yeah, dude, pretty fucking cool. So in there, they have a bunch of shops. There's a college in the state. It's fucking huge.
It is Hogwarts.
Yeah, dude. So what they've recently discovered is the company of King's Cross has been using live facial recognition software to scan everyone going through the station.
Of course, including me,
who was there. So they have my recognition.
They know you.
Yeah.
They have your recognition.
They recognize me.
They recognize you.
The problem, I believe, with this is that King's Cross is a private company. It's not government.
Oh, so
like a Facebook.
So they're just
stockpiling info, dude. That's worth billions.
Can you do that? I mean, is it considered a public area? Because you're allowed to film in public.
Well, here's the thing. Now they're investigating them to see what kind of privacy laws were breached because no one was notified.
It's a different country, too.
If they had a sign on the outside saying facial recognition software in use in here, you can choose to come in or not, whatever. I mean, you're going to go. It's a fucking train station.
Yeah, it's a different country. We don't really know what their laws are.
I mean, they're not happy about it. They have similar laws about that sort of shit.
Imagine so. It does seem a little effed up to do it for, like, your future proprietary use.
Dude, when I was in that place, it was on, like, a weekday. Huh. There was thousands of people just back and forth. Dude, they have to have information on a million plus people. They have to, dude.
You're not even wrong.
Right, dude. I mean, so many people. I mean, I was a tourist. I went there literally to catch a train to Scotland.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how many people do that on a daily basis?
Right?
Right. And they're people who are going around in normal areas, not from country to country.
And what makes you think they're not doing that here?
Right.
Yeah.
Like Times Square shit, like, you know. Like,
you know what's really fucked up, Jonas, is that my story is a direct feed off of this.
Oh, dude. Well,
Amazon said Amazon said this week its facial recognition software, recognition spelled with a K.
Oh.
I know, it's hip. Is used, can detect a person's fear. Recognition is used for facial analysis. Or sentiment analysis, the company claims it can accurately identify several emotions: happy, sad, angry, surprised, disgusted, calm, confused, and fear.
Wow.
So now, not only can facial recognition be used to tape you when you're not knowing about it, but now you know when you're happy or sad.
Yeah, wait till they put in killer AI robots. Dude, it's gonna be a Terminator. Like, the Terminator knew who people was.
I sense your fear.
Right, dude, and he's like, John Smith from Austin, you're afraid of me. Dead.
And then they're gonna find out what scares us the most.
Which is AI killing us. And then
like, oh, it hates it when I use the chainsaw on its penis. I'm like, yeah, I do. I'm really afraid right now.
You got me.
You got me, dude.
When you take your claw right to my ball, please, that gets me terrified.
Yes.
God damn it.
I hate it when you sodomize me with a poker. A hot, yeah.
But poker chips.
Poker
chips. A stack of poker chips.
Good job, Joe. Nice save.
Yeah.
Nice save.
Red hot poker chips.
So, yeah, dude, I don't know. So, Amazon, they're stepping up the game on there because they just released this patch last week.
Dude.
For their recognition service, and I'm sure it's already being used.
Oh, dude. Well, because there's no laws on it now. It's like the shit with Facebook and all that. When it happened, it's not really illegal.
Yeah.
But then they find out in hindsight, and they're like, oh, fuck. But then it's like, you're already affected.
Yeah.
So this, like, here's what's kind of fucked up. It's like, there's been a lot of shit over time that's happened with. But now, since it's all technology-based, it happens so fast that this facial recognition has already captured so many people.
Yeah.
So by the time they finally go banned or whatever they do with it, it's too late.
Behind every great fortune is a great crime, Jonas.
Right, dude.
And like, that's what they're doing. Like, it's the Wild West for facial recognition right now.
This is like today's tobacco companies. Like,
no, yeah.
Like, oh, this is great. You want to do this. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, this shit kills you.
I don't know.
Maybe it's not the same.
I think the pharmaceutical company is like today's tobacco company.
That's true.
But
this is
some serious, like, Big Brother shit. And honestly, it feels like we're getting closer and closer to Demolition Man.
Yeah, dude. In 1984, it literally is like flat screens on the wall that the leaders talk to us through. And there's cameras in the homes and Alexa and all this other shit. And, like, it's funny as fuck that, like, that dude wrote that book in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, it didn't happen in 1984.
Yeah.
But by 2084, dude, it's going to be, like...
Yeah, the people back then, they were a little confused because we should be in flying cars by now. It's all 2020, dude.
Yeah.
We should be flying around, but it's coming.
Yeah, dude. Marty McFly went back in time and saved everyone in 2015. So
he did.
Yeah. Saved the clock tower. He saved the clock tower in 1985. I love that movie.
I've never seen it.
It's this one right here.
Is it on camera?
It's Back to the Future. Yeah, yeah, dude, I love it. All right, dude. Police officers. That's it.
All right, cool.
How do you feel about police officers? How do you feel about police officers?
You know, everybody has to do a job.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you. So, Phoenix, this actually, dude, this is fresh off the press. This is today's story.
Mm-hmm.
Today. I got another today story, too, coming up in a minute. New law passed. All Phoenix police officers, every single time they point their gun at a person, it has to be documented.
Yeah.
So now, like, that's a new law that wasn't in effect. So if they draw their weapon on anyone, usually if you fire a shot, you have to, like...
Well, how do they tell, though?
They have on cameras and shit, dude. They wear body cams.
Doing the body cams for all of them now?
I think most of them do. Anyways, but if they do pull their gun on someone, it has to be documented. There was a big uproar in Phoenix, I guess, not long ago. Their camera came out of an officer pulling a gun on a family who accused a 4-year-old of stealing a doll. And they pulled a gun on them.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it comes down to, like, just because you have the gun doesn't mean you can pull it on anyone for any fucking reason.
Yeah, that's basically threatening someone's life.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, I get if the dude's, like, a threat to you, pull a gun on him.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a family and a child stole a doll, why do you need to have your gun out?
Yeah.
Like, at all.
It goes down to the majority of these police officers have never had a gun pulled on them in aggression.
Right, right, absolutely.
I'm not saying that there hasn't been some who have, but a lot of them have not. In fact, the majority of them have not. So they don't know how it feels, man.
It's funny that you mentioned that. One of the biggest reasons they said they did this is because they say having a gun pointed at you is a traumatic event. Amen. That can affect you for the rest of your life. Whether it's a officer of the law or a fucking criminal in anywhere.
Yep.
So it's these officers are pulling guns on children and their families, not recognizing that for the rest of their life they could be fucked up because somebody pulled a gun on them and their family. The kid doesn't even if the kid did steal a fucking doll, the kid doesn't realize what's happening, why there's a gun being pulled on them, etc. Like, the kid is a child. Like, imagine if you stole a pack of bubble gum as a kid and a fucking policeman pulled a gun on you.
Yeah, I saw the video. Did you see the video?
No, I didn't see the video.
No, it was nuts, dude.
They didn't, say that this was directly from that, but they've kind of assumed that it is. What I didn't know was this is already in effect in Dallas, Baltimore, Cleveland, New Orleans, and Chicago. If they pull their gun, Cleveland's probably from where they killed that little boy with a cap gun. Remember that from a few years ago where they killed there was like a 12-year-old boy in the park in Cleveland. They fucking killed him because he had a cap gun.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one where people went on a high-speed chase and they shot like 88 rounds into the car and like the people didn't even have a gun. That happened in Cleveland, too. Remember that?
Oh, my God.
It was like, why did you have to shoot him 88 times?
They didn't shoot back.
And it ended up they didn't have a gun at all.
It
was just a high-speed chase. That was it. So, but here's my thing. What they said was, this now, since when it happens, you know, your bosses, the public, are going to be able to see when you pull the gun on people. It's going to give you that split-second pause before you pull the gun out that could save lives. But I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. What if that split-second pause allows the perpetrator to pull a hidden gun out and shoot you? Because in those scenarios, it's life and death with police officers sometimes. Like, the second of them pulling a gun on someone to get the gun out first before the criminal has a chance to act, if they're second-guessing their actions, it could leave it open for that criminal to pull the gun out first and get them.
Fair.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying that's... But pulling a gun on a child, yes, absolutely.
It's fair, but on the same note, I don't know if the intention is to put the officers in danger, but to help them reevaluate the situation.
Oh, I agree 100%. Yeah.
Because to pull it out on a family and a 4-year-old girl is like, that's just gross overuse of your available force, whereas... This is a drug deal. It probably needs to come out right now.
Right.
There are certain situations where, yes, the officer should have his gun out at the beginning of that situation.
Right. I just had to put that slide out there because it's
more for situations where it's like, this doesn't really look dangerous. Nobody's arguing with me, really.
Right.
This can be handled without a gun. I don't need the gun on a family.
Right. Compared to, like, I'm going into a domestic violence, like, something bad could have, you know, things like that. But, you know, defending the law is like literally split second decisions all the time.
It is.
You know, I mean, you could go into a domestic violence situation and you think everything's fine, and then boom, the wife or the husband stabs the other one because he has a knife and you don't even know he has a fucking knife. It could be like, you know, shit can happen like that, dude. It's crazy.
Jones ever tell you I was going to be a cop?
Were you?
Yeah.
I think you should right now.
I went to, I took the test and everything, man.
Oh, wow. You were like.
I took the written test, passed it with flying colors, man. Then the physical fitness test.
Dude,
man,
that's hard. It's hard.
I had been in the gym for so long, dude, but I had practiced mostly running and just like cardio.
It was the pull-ups and shit, right?
Not even the pull-ups. I did the sit-ups. I did the push-ups when it came to the bench press, man.
Really? Dang, man.
I was very disappointed with myself.
You can't take it again?
I mean, I'm like...
No, I mean, you couldn't take it again then? Like, they couldn't say you take it again in 3 months or something? How's that?
Well, then I decided to go to college.
Oh, this was before you ever went to college. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you know, you could be out there protecting and serving, or serving in a different way.
What am I serving? At work when I serve in service.
You're either way, you're saving lives, friend.
Yeah, dude. I work at Walmart. Yep. Greeter.
Greeter. Go ahead, dude. It's up to you. Go.
I don't have any more, Jones. We did. My third one was the Amazon recognition one, dude.
Oh, okay. I got a couple quick hits. That's right. I'm sorry. I forgot. We went through them real quick. This is a little longer than I thought it would be. Then I do have some. I have a palate cleanser because I need to do that at the end because holy fuck.
We'll do that one now.
No. I want to do this one because this is fucked up.
All right.
All right, dude. Six obese people have agreed to do a study where if they want to eat too much food, they will get a shock in their brain that will tell them not to eat. How this has come to be is there is a chip that was invented for seizures. What it does is it monitors your brain activity. And when it would sense that your brain was changing activity and a seizure was coming on, it would give you a shock. It would prevent the seizure from happening. So what happened is, I guess they've tested this in mice or something, but so what they're going to do is these people, you can only be in it if you have a 45 BMI or higher, which is basically the people on like my 600-pound life, like, you know, like really big people. And that failed gastric bypass has already happened. So you've already tried to gastric bypass.
Jonas.
What?
This is putting a shock collar on people.
I know, right?
You could hire me to shock you every time you walk to the refrigerator.
You're like, I'm hungry. Bow! Punch it in the face.
I bet I'm cheaper than this.
But what it does, though, is what it said they do is it will monitor them for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then I guess every time they go on, like, it's for people who binge eat and can't control themselves and just keep eating food.
Yeah.
So I guess what they're going to do is monitor, and I don't know if they have to mark it down every time they binge eat or whatever, to see how their brain changes when they get a cue to go binge eat. And then so they'll monitor them for 6 months to monitor the behavior and the brain patterns so that way it can recognize when it's coming on.
And if they live that 6 months, then.
Right. Exactly.
They'll get their shock collar
added
on, and then it'll start shocking them every time they go. I believe in Pavlovian response 100%, Jonas. It's a classic case, but it's like, come on, dude. I don't want a shock collar to tell me not to eat. I don't, dude.
I feel you.
Just make me go to the gym or something.
Speaking of funny today, I saw there was a Ask Reddit thread, and it was like, what is something that's not sexual that gives you sexual feelings? And in the comments, one of the guy goes, traffic cones. And people like were in the comments underneath like, traffic cones? Like, what the fuck? He goes, when I was younger, I used to watch a lot of porn on VLC viewer. Now every time I see a traffic cone, I get aroused. For those of you who don't know, VLC is a media player for Windows, and its icon is a traffic cone.
VLC is still prevalent, Jonas.
Oh, dude. I remember back in the day when it was new.
I use VLC now.
Yeah, but I was like, that was funny. Anyways, I got some quick hits. News story from today. Matrix 4 is official. Keanu is in.
Matrix 4. Can't wait to see Keanu and more stuff, honestly.
And Carrie Ann Moss is back, too. She was the main female in the movie. It is going to be garbage, dude.
Is Morgan Fishburne coming back, though?
Lawrence Fishburne?
That's who I meant.
Or you comboed Morgan Freeman and Larry Fishburne together.
Look, Jonas, I've been drinking, all right? So I don't know how you do it. I loosen up before the podcast.
Yeah, I just...
Jonas ain't a partier.
Nah, dude, not today. Well...
You think these vocal...
When I'm doing something professional, I do not alter my mind. I haven't been drunk on the podcast before, though.
You definitely...
Very few, though.
We
dude.
Did a drunk podcast.
We did.
Called it the drunk podcast.
No, it wasn't. No, we did the Get to Know Your Host episode where we asked questions and we answered them. We were getting... Know. We got drunk. I was drinking strawberry beer, dude. I don't... Remember, dude? I was like, I got this strawberry shiner. Let's see how it is. I'm like, well, it worked. I'm drunk.
The real man's ale.
And then I've been drunk for a few other podcasts, but damn. Not really much, man. I'm not a big drinker. I learned today watching a video that on Mortal Kombat, the video game, they use fruits and vegetables to make the gross noises. Like, when it's like, when they're like punching through a skull, it had like this video of these guys with like green peppers, like in an ASMR mic, like twisting them and shit and squeezing grapefruits and all that. I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I've seen that shit done in like the movies when they do sounds for the movies of people falling down. It would drop like a sack of potatoes or something on the ground.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. And the last one, this is great for both of us. Cause
that was a quick hit, dude.
They're both quick hits.
I thought you had more than that.
No, they're both quick hits. I told you, super quick hits. They did a study.
All right.
And they have determined...
Here's a little tidbit.
...that adults with children at home...
hate their lives.
...are less happy than people without children.
Imagine fucking that.
Due to less free time, less sleep, and less money.
Yeah.
But they found that people who have children who have grown and moved out of the house are happier once their kids are gone, because they can then enjoy them socially as other humans.
I saw that. It said that people who are married with children are happier, but only after the kids move out.
Right, because at that point, you've already raised the kid. The kid is just like your friend.
Yeah.
Not when they're like 18, but like when you're like 50s and your kid's like in their 30s, like you're both grown-ass people, dude. Like, it's still your mom and dad, but like...
And what really bothers me is that I look at like the bond that two people can share in like building a family and all the hardships. It's like one of those things, like you can look back at it in hindsight.
Yeah.
You can be like, we did something beautiful.
Yeah.
But actually going through that fucking burning inferno of having children and dealing with her emotions and dealing with your own emotions.
Yeah, dude.
It sounds so unappetizing.
Dude, and
me.
I'm not going
to
lie. Like, I've had friends that have been like, man, I just want time away from my wife and kids. Like, I'm not even talking about days. I'm talking like hours.
And that is a natural response.
Yeah, like, they want so much from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want 2 hours to, like, not be bothered.
Yeah, I don't. It's too much of a gamble for me, man.
Well, here's the thing, dude.
Bitches is out here cheating. Well, I don't know if you know this.
It's getting harder and harder. Like, I was married. I had stepkids. It was definitely challenging. I enjoyed it. But it was fucking hard at times. Like, you know, you work all day, you come home, the kid has a project, and he doesn't know what to do, and he's coming to you, and he's doing it wrong, and you have to help him, and he has to rewrite it. You spend 5 fucking hours at night helping him write a report.
It seems like it was just one occurrence.
That's one of, like, an example.
Yeah.
And, like, then you get done helping him, and yeah, he has a report, but you're like, holy shit, the entire day is gone. If that happens for numerous things with numerous children... And like you said, dude.
Yeah, I've been there, man. I've tried it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
I'm not trying to get you to not look for somebody for yourselves. That's for damn sure, man. There's somebody out there forever.
Absolutely, dude.
You're going to be alone forever. All right, Jonas, wrap it up.
Well, one other thing I want to touch on that.
Dude, I'm depressed now.
No, dude.
Go ahead.
No, but like you said, it's like, it's a lot harder now. It's like when you commit to like inseminating a female, if things don't work out and you're together, even if you're married, and they all of a sudden decide they don't want to be with you anymore for whatever reason.
Which happens more often than not. What,
not even saying they're going to cheat on you. Like all of a sudden they're just tired of your ass. And they're like, you can be a good dude. And they're just sick of you. And then all of a sudden.
Who hurt you? You are sounding mad hurt right now, Joe. Let that emotion. Chanel, man. It's good for the channel. Because, I mean, fam, you are fucking sharing.
No, anyone, whether it's a cheat, whether it's they're just done with their, you've grown apart, whatever. And then you've had children with this person. Then, like, you have to compensate. You mean the children be in your life, but then you have to pay for the kids to not live with you or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't have any kids, so, like, I don't have that experience. But you're looking at me like, you know I don't have children.
I'm letting you get it out, man.
I'm just saying that.
I know you're just saying
it's a commitment to have a family, and nowadays it's harder than ever to stay with someone for that long length of a time.
I'll just look at the statistics of the fact that more people are breaking up than staying together anymore.
Well, yes, because everyone's connected.
What?
It's because everyone's connected now.
Are you going to get into some weird Miss Cleo shit right now?
What go do ahead, you mean? We're going to say, and I'll explain. Go ahead, dude. I have a valid point to why this happened.
I'm sure you do, but it is more than time to end, and we have done way too much serious talk. Thank you for that palate cleanse of all relationships are bullshit. Thank you and good night.
All right, everybody, that's all the time we have for today's episode. God damn it, ended on a happy note, didn't it? Rainbow, sunshines, and kittens. Xbox.
I'm here to reel this shit in.
All right, so please make sure to follow us, twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia Live. Follow our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media, or on Spotify, iTunes, and everywhere else you can find a podcast. For Jonas
and TNT Dynamite,
we are out.